Greetings. Welcome to the show. I'm James Gillen, your host, and welcome to eSETI Stargate, As You Wish Talk Radio. And we're on Rumble, YouTube, and just about everything. We'll probably put this up on YouTube later because we keep getting strikes against us no matter what we do. And so we'll see how it goes. But I just want to mention, you know, they're doing this disclosure thing. I call it the Disposer, you know, event. And while they're doing this disclosure event, and I always tell people the real disclosure is going to come from the skies, and it's under their time frame when they want this to happen. And it's happening right now. I'm getting calls from everywhere, and they're seeing fleets of ships, and ships keep appearing, and ships are flying by the space station, and they're getting that's all going up on YouTube. So, I mean, they're really showing themselves big time. And here at eSETI, we've seen so many ships. It's just crazy. And we're going to bring a lot of people on. We're doing the spring transformational retreat. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of people. I've got Clark here, and he's been running the show with Cameron and a few others. And we'll bring them up as well to talk about some of their experiences here. But without any further ado, I'm just going to turn it over to Clark. And
thanks, James. So yeah, it's been a beautiful weekend, and our intention as a group of facilitators was to co-create a beautiful space for us all to come and connect with community, connect with our star family, connect with each other, and it's just been magic. From the first day to today, it's just been powerful, and a lot of connection. I've been here, this is my fourth time here, I've seen some amazing ships, and the last couple of nights, it's almost like a freeway up there. It's just like one after another.
We had like my five in one frame.
Yeah, my neck's hurting from looking around so much at all these, you know, ships. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, it's been so much fun. It's cold here, and today about 10 of us jumped off the bridge into the cosmic plunger.
And the white salmon, which is probably what? 50 degrees, 40. It's probably like 40 degrees.
It was so refreshing and amazing. We just got done with a beautiful birthday celebration for a few of our attendees, Forrest and Aubrey, and we just invoked some beautiful blessings on them and on ourselves because we're all one here and we're all in this together. And we chose this weekend to come here in love, and we feel the love from eSETI and the eSETI staff. It's just so amazing every time we come through the gates. It really is like coming home to us, and we feel so much love. The land is so powerful. We did a medicine wheel ceremony with Lori, right? Lori, this mm-hmm. afternoon, and that was just powerful. You could feel the magic. You could feel the medicine.
Each pod, you go into each pod, you can feel each different star nation.
When
you go in there.
There were some powerful experiences that happened in that ceremony, and I hope that we can hear from some of the attendees.
And what's nice too is that you know, we used to have piranha in the river, but the alligators ate them, so you don't have to worry about it. No, it's too cold. I'm just kidding. But we did a job. It's okay.
It's been an honor and a blessing to be here, James. When my daughter Melia and I and Cameron met you a few years ago at Dimensions of Disclosure, we just really had a strong desire to come out to the ranch. We could feel your love and feel your humility, and completely different from the rest of the UFO narrative out there. So we come to make enlightened contact with our star family, and that happened. Awesome. So thank you, James.
All right. Thanks.
Cameron, come on up, buddy.
Let's get Cameron up. Cameron's kind of a co-conspirator, I would say. Here.
Yeah,
Cameron.
What's up?
Whoa. The thing about Cameron,
my metal leg just kicked the table.
Yeah. Cameron was just in, we were just in Hawaii together.
Yeah.
And we're out swimming with the pilot whales, and we ended up being visited by the white tip sharks, about 400 pounders. And that was pretty interesting. We had quite an experience, but mm-hmm. you know, it's amazing. I've never seen anybody so agile. This guy, he goes in these lava tubes that you don't even know if there's an end to them, and he doesn't care. He goes in anyway and comes back out, climbs up on the rocks, goes cliff jumping, you know, and he's like, an inspiration to all of us, but I've just been blown away at and he does stuff I wouldn't do, you know. It's and because I've had those other experiences that came with those. Anyway, found quite a few rocks in places I shouldn't be jumping, but it's pretty safe off the bridge. But anyway, I know you've had quite an amazing event. You want to talk about some of the energies of the ships or whatever you want to talk about? Or
yeah, you know, James, when we come out to the ranch, this is a space, really a sacred space where, you know, we come in here, people are attracted to this very special place, and there's a lot of really good intentions.
Yeah.
You know, each location, you got the Pleiadian Circle, you got Medicine Wheel, you got Lemurian Hill, all these different locations, they're very much centered with intention. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the next dimension is that, you know, we're here on this vortex point.
Yeah.
And then there's multiple dimensions above that, you know, that, and I think it's been very phenomenal, to be at a retreat where we have, you know, such a awesome group that is here, you know, with this solidarity and this camaraderie, and really just elevating, you know, that consciousness and raising that vibrational frequency as a group collectively, and really having that intention for, you know, keeping that open mind, open heart, really cultivating that conscious community together. And then as well as the intention for connecting with the star family, your star nation.
We're in that purple zone here. Even on government maps, you can see it.
The
purple zone is where the veils between worlds are very thin. It's high magnetic charge, and it's really interesting. But we're also on two ley lines that intersect, major ley lines here. So the veils between worlds are very thin. And the good news is that you can heal very quickly and gracefully. And we have spontaneous healings happen here all the time. The bad news is a lot of it's emotional and a lot of it's processing. A lot of your stuff comes up when you're here. So I always tell people a little warning. People come here and go, I'm home. It feels like the Pleiades. This is so beautiful here. And I go, come back in 3 days and tell me that. You know, so 3 days later, they're going, ooh, you know, they're like freaking out and all their stuff's coming up. But it's a good thing. You know, it's like we have to go through our process and we got to go through chaos to get to heaven. You know, it's just a little bit of. And that's what we're in. We're in that state right now where we're going through some chaos, and it's just part of the healing process.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you really hit on an important point. You know, I did a really quick presentation about nuggetization and, you know, but the essence of it is like you said, growth. So within that growth is healing.
Yeah.
And so you talk, you know, and so there's so much healing that, really we get to engage here on this land. It's so sacred and it's great to hold, you know, events. So, you know, hosting events like this at eSETI and bringing this you know, awesome agenda of all these activities and different really intentional you know, heart-centered you know, you see people going, you know, we're doing like yoga in the mornings and Qigong, which, you know, the Qigong is so great, you know, just working with the energies and, you know, and then doing awesome, really cool stuff. Like, you know, we got to do some shadow work. We got to, you know, work with these different parts of us and do these different exercises and, you know, we've been doing some drum circles, and you've been busting out the instruments, James. Yeah. Like, how dope is that? That's been so fun.
Yeah, that's
just fun. We've been doing a lot of playing, you know, a lot of playing. And we went on some adventures today, and it's just been like being out in nature, like all these different activities. It's, you know, it's just shaping and co-creating this reality, you know, in the 3D, but also at the same time, doing the healing and getting, you know, kind of setting us up, right? Setting these intentions to make this connection with our higher selves, with, you know, and also with the energies out there, these benevolent, beautiful, you know, whether it is these ascended enlightened masters that you want to engage in, or, you know, kind of the star families,
yeah,
the cosmic brothers and sisters out there.
And it is so important, like you're saying, is that to unify and come together with an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and make that your focus. And the more you're in this field of energy, the more we're rising up, and we have to rise to the occasion if we're going to have contact. So, you know, these beings, people, you know, all these other games that are going on have nothing to do with contact, unless you want to play with the reptilians or grays or things like that, the low level stuff. But if you're going to engage these high level beings, these they're very spiritually and technologically advanced beings. We have to rise to the occasion. So when you come face to face with these beings, they emanate so much love and such a high frequency that, you know, right away your stuff comes up, you know, and so you got to own it and be the observer and clear it, you know. But I'm just seeing the keys right now are we really have to learn loving detachment and not get involved in all the other processes and the chaos that's going on, and own our own stuff and release it, let go. It's not really you anyway. Everybody goes, that's denial. And I go, no, you're a god or a goddess. That's what you are. That's your true essence. And all the other stuff is just stuff that you picked up along the way. So it's not really you anyway. So we all have the big eraser within us that just goes, never happened, you know? So we just have to call that in, bring it in to clear it out.
Yeah. James, something that is totally effective and really just been a great tool, you know, in my spiritual toolkit is doing the clearings.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's some amazing, you know, you bring in the, you know, the divinity and these, you know, this really cool, technique that you utilize, you know, to do clearings. And I really appreciate that. And you know, there's so many, different, strategies and I've incorporated that, you know, the clearings really have integrated into my life, and it's really been profound, in my spiritual development, or, you know, development and personality, whatever you want to call it. I know that it's made a difference, and I'm continuing to learn. And I know that a lot of these attendees here at the retreat, the spring retreat, you know, that's one of the goals that we want to, so that the attendees can aspire to, you know, take whatever, technique or spiritual practice or exercise that is most beneficial to them. Yeah. That's really effective to their, you know, well-being and their spiritual, kind of awakening. Right.
Yeah. The clearings are so important because, you know, a lot of the thoughts we're experiencing right now aren't ours. They're not even ours. And there's so much psychic turbulence and the whole planet's processing right now. So if we can't create sacred space, we're just going to get overcome by it. Mm-hmm. And people who are really sensitive and awake are really struggling right now because they're just getting hammered by these energies. So if that's the first thing we have to learn to do is create sacred space and clear these unseen. Mm-hmm. And one of the most powerful ones I've seen is just not mine. You know, when it starts hitting you, just go, not mine. You know, if somebody's drama comes up and they try to bring you into it, just say, you know, not mine. You know, it's like, and I have a t-shirt that says, I'm just sitting here. You know,
yeah,
it works pretty good. Yeah, I go, read the shirt. You know, it's like, I'm just a mirror and an amplifier, you know, but that's what happens. The more you engage the higher consciousness and energy, the more you amplify and mirror back to people what they love and don't love about themselves. And so so then you have to practice loving detachment. So you don't get, you know, when they start processing and projecting and stuff, you have to get into that space where, you know, where you're just sitting there, you know?
Yeah. And it's really awesome to be here and have all these opportunities here. Because it's, you know, this group here is really has this, just this authenticity, really wanting to spiritually, progress, and is, you know, they're open-minded and, And I think that there's so many great moments, and I'd love to hear from some of the other members here that are volunteering or teachers as well as some of the attendees. But I just, part of one of my roles or my commitments is I'm super high energy, and I get out there and I go to the star to the sky watch. And
every time you do a prayer out there, big ships come in every time. I've seen you get everybody together. You go, hey, come on, we're going to do a prayer. You do a prayer, and all of a sudden, I've got the camera out, and boom, I got it. Big ship comes in.
Yeah, it's
it works. Yeah,
it does work. And, so I am so thankful to share that with so many people here and just show them what's possible. Mm-hmm. And there's some great videos. We got a couple of videos last night.
When we put all the videos together, and we'll do that. Yeah. We'll have them up on the website. But when we do all the videos together, it's going to blow your mind. There's so much UFO activity. And I didn't know which one to film. I'm going, there's three in this frame. There's five in that. I go, which one? And everybody's going, there's one. And you're like spinning around in your chair trying to get, you miss half of them, but
it's
pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's wild. And, the power-ups, blinkers, there's stuff. Yeah. They're converging, they're fleets, and they're just all over the sky. And the sky watch is totally epic. And
then
during the day, we're just doing so many, so much work and having so much fun. So awesome. I'd love to hear from some of the other, somebody come up and let's keep it rolling.
Get some divine feminine up here. I can't think of a better person than Malia.
All right. Thanks, James.
Okay. Come on up. So Malia's been on the show before, and she's an inspiring young master and doing all kinds of so you're teaching Qigong. And what else? Some yoga and participating in all the different events.
I taught my first legit Qigong class here. So I was really happy about that because I went around the intention walk, and what came up for me was opening up my voice and being more confident in myself. So I think that was really beneficial for me to learn how to teach what really helps me.
Yeah, help other people open up their voice, and doing it at such a young age is awesome. I mean, I didn't figure it out till much, much later. I figured out what's going on. I had to drown to figure it out. Yes, but it's great that you're bringing that in. And then you got, you've had all kinds of contacts with the higher dimensional beings, and you've seen, talk about some of the ships or the, whatever you want to talk about, some of the beings you've experienced.
Last time we saw this, golden ship, and it was right in the middle of the sky where we could all see it, and it just felt like it wanted us to see it, and it powered up on command, and we were just, it felt like we were really connected to it, which was cool to see.
That's that Orion Council of Light. Mm-hmm. And then your name is the same as one of the beings on the ship, which is amazing. So Malia was the one that hit me with the beam and pulled me out of my body up on the ship, and then hit me with three big golden balls of light, and then activated all my past lives, everything. So, and then she shows up. So I'm going, it's like pretty weird. But thanks for all your work, and thanks for the continued work you're doing here. And you're a bright light to everybody and all the other youth on this planet.
Yeah, thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah,
Malia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello.
It's Jenny, right?
Jenny, yeah.
Yeah. So Jenny, I mean, this, you're new to the, you haven't been to Yosemite before, so you're new here. And did you have a clue as to what you signed up for?
No, I didn't. Well, I had a little bit of a clue. Yeah. Cameron had told me about it, but I didn't know what to expect at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good to go in and without any expectations. Mm-hmm. But you had some pretty amazing experiences. Do you want to share some of those?
Yeah, I did. So you were doing the table tipping.
Yeah.
So with that experience, when the House of Mary was called in,
yeah.
I experienced, my eyes were closed, but I just saw this bright light. And then I experienced this great feeling of love and compassion, and then tears just came to my mm-hmm. eyes, and I felt as if I was like levitating, like mm-hmm. my legs were being drawn up into uh-huh. the air.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And you had a couple other experiences.
Yeah, I did. So we got to walk around the Galactic Medicine Wheel. Uh-huh. And we're walking around. And so it was interesting. We walked by the Bigfoot wheel.
Yeah.
And my fingers started tingling. And like goofball just came to my mind. And I actually started laughing.
Yeah, they are goofy.
And then we came to the Andromedan. Andromedan. Yeah, uh-huh. And I just started shaking and crying uncontrollably. Uh-huh. And I had this feeling like the way I can describe it is when I get off the plane and I see my family that I haven't seen in a very long time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it just a lot of sadness. And then, so I stayed there, I knelt and I put my head to the ground and I just felt like just kind of paying homage to that family. And then when I lifted my head, I felt this great, like, kindness.
Yeah.
And, like, turn the other cheek, like, love. Like, mm-hmm. And I know nothing about star families or...
Yeah.
But this, like, I was overcome with compassion and love. And it was just all-encompassing. Very intense.
I was just talking about it. It's bringing the energy in. You can feel it kind of coming up again.
Yeah.
But the... Yeah, it's amazing. The Andromedans are mythologically known as archangels. So they're 8 to 10 foot tall beings, and they have light bodies, magnetized light bodies, and they live in a holographic light universe, and they have light ships and everything else. We've got some beautiful footage of photographs of their ships. They're just amazing. When you look at it, it looks like something out of a fantasy movie or something, mm-hmm. you know. But yeah, it's good that you hooked up with them. They're great. I love hanging out with them. Yeah.
And then I was stargazing and I saw.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Some of the ships. Yeah. What'd you see out there?
Like blinkers. And I saw some
power-ups.
Yeah. Some power-ups and yeah. Going out tonight. So.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll see a lot more.
Yeah.
But all right. Well, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
I'm glad you had some wonderful experiences here.
Yeah. Good.
We have a little kind of a makeshift thing we're doing here, so bear with us. I don't know who's next. All right. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, James.
It's an honor.
Oh, yeah. This is Shane. And
thank you.
So far, he's put up with my bad humor so far.
Shoot, does that mean I have a bad sense of humor because I've been enjoying it?
I don't know. That was funny. I don't know if you heard me out there. You said something and something happened. I went Shane on you. But I always get in trouble for my bad humor. But,
I enjoy it. More the merrier, really.
So you want to talk about some of your experiences? I know you're one of the facilitators here, and you can talk about whatever you want.
It's interesting. As a facilitator, I feel facilitated by the space and those who show up.
Yeah.
And I feel like this allows for that. So as soon as we got to the property, I was admiring your land patent.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, okay, we're among some badass people here. And, it distinctly claims this is sacred land. And and it didn't feel like just any sign. It was the real deal. Uh-huh. And so as soon as we entered that gate code, it was like... And we entered sacred land, and I saw dandelions everywhere, and I was like, how appropriate.
Yeah.
The lions are here.
Yeah.
And I actually ate a piece as a sacrament like in its own way, as like kind of my own silly, jovial sacrament. And I felt the playfulness and the joy and the love and the expansion. And it's interesting because a friend of mine actually joined us in this on this retreat. And it felt like as soon as I started speaking to him, it felt like my experience is going through Vision Quest, where as soon as I commit, things start changing. The process has already begun.
Yeah, I tell people that. They go, what's going on? They'll sign up for a transpersonal release session, or they'll commit to a conference or something like that. And they go, what is going on? I'm already seeing these beings and everything else. And it's like what you're saying. I go, it started as soon as you chose.
Yeah.
You know, the process started.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And it just shows that it's all hyperdimensional. And because it's like, okay, you can be in Ohio or Florida or Japan or wherever. You commit, boom, you've made a contract, an agreement. And whatever that is within you, it might be to meet your star family. Like that happened to someone here, that their star family got called in very much.
Yeah.
So it might be some other past relationships and some healing that comes in. And I don't think it's like real medicine can't be predicted.
No. Yeah.
So it's like, as soon as the real medicine hits, it's like, oh, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. Yeah. And real science too. You know, science comes to you. You're not going to learn science, because everything you learn in the scientific community is nonsense. But
scientism, right?
Yeah. The real science comes to you. And any great scientist will tell you that they usually had a dream or they had a vision, or it just came to them. And they go, oh, this is how you do it. And they, built something or created something.
Yeah. It's that space, that spirit space. And so the first word in Iseti is enlightened. So it felt like, okay, we want this contact. We don't want just any contact.
Exactly.
So let's first get enlightened.
Yeah. And it happens, on your journey to enlightenment, you're going to have contact, because they're going to greet you all along the way, and they're going to assist you, and they're like cheerleaders, and they're going, yeah, he's getting it, go. And then we trip and fall, and they go, that one hurt, but get back up. They're going, come on, get back up.
That happened to me recently. I fell hard.
Yeah.
Like Adam, I bit the apple, and I tried, as far as like wanting to be in contact with the one, but it wasn't the right time. And I hadn't done the proper work and had the proper tool set. And it felt like the fall from grace. And I actually asked for blessings, and I'd never asked for prayer in my life. I'm not a religious guy, but I asked the most spiritual people I know for blessings and prayer. And the next morning, the sky had a rainbow around it. The sun had a rainbow, and I took a picture, and there was a red cross in there, like a Celtic. I'm Celtic. And so that felt,
we are too.
Yeah. And I was like, ooh, okay. And I felt the light come back into my soul, and I felt another chance. And I'm like, okay, I have work to do, and I know my path, and I know what my goal is. And it's bringing us all to this enlightened path. And so with that, I would love to invite Blake, if I could, his experience. It's quite profound.
Yeah.
He's actually a little bit about Blake. He writes a really amazing blog. What's the name of your blog again? Man in the Middle? I really enjoy it, because it's all about his journey from being on the left to being left by the left.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so with that introduction, I'd love to introduce him. I see him. No? That's fine. Okay. Right. May I share just a little piece about your experience? Okay. So, Blake, I showed up in the airport. Do I have a moment to?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. I hugged Greg, a dear friend of mine, partner of Molly, who's an insanely talented musician.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful voice.
And maybe we can invite her next if she's open to it. So I was hugging Greg at the airport, and Blake looks over at me, and I was like, it felt more like more than just like a high, like interesting.
Yeah.
And so that's interesting. So I later find out that, Blake goes, hey, I had this pretty wild dream the night before it took off. And one of his buddies, who was a Buddhist and a pretty mm-hmm. accomplished one, they had fallen, they're gone their separate ways, but he looked exactly like Greg.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So the journey had begun. It's okay, we're in it. So I'm going to fast forward a bunch of things that he experienced, because that's really his experience. But the one today that really stood out to me, we got stuck in the snow.
Yeah.
We got the lions were cheering us on, and, you know, we had the lion heart. And
should call Bigfoot. He'd push you right out of there.
We were calling on Bigfoot, but we need to work on that call.
Yeah.
And we're smacking branches on the trees and hooting and hollering, but, you know, we'll work on it. And so Blake goes to, we send him, we need a rope. And so, but he comes up with his own plan, trusting his intuition.
Yeah.
And so he goes one way, and then he goes down another trail. And Blake was telling him about that situation where these guys that had a Jeep and a wench on it just happened to show up to help this lady out of a troubling situation. And then Nick, the guy that was in the car with him, goes, they see a guy in a Jeep. And so they're like, they start following him. They turn around, they follow this guy. They're like, okay, how are we going to stop him to get this Jeep to help us? So he slows, the Jeep is going, ends up slowing down, waves them past, and then Nick rolls down the window like, hey, you got a winch on that thing? He's like, yeah, we sure do. And so, hey, can you help us? Oh, yeah, no problem. So he gets there, pulls us out. I'm like, by the way, what's your name? Corey. Yeah. The one that looks exactly like Greg that appeared in the stream right before he showed up.
It's amazing. Yeah, I love those synchronicities. Those are amazing.
Andy passed away a few months ago. So, yeah, it's a pretty. Anyways, it's for me, it was a very touching story. And it just shows the power of this land and his commitment. As soon as he showed up, dropped into flow. And
I'll bet he shows up here this weekend. That wouldn't be a surprise.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, we have that happen. We do sweat lodges here a lot of times, and then relatives and good friends, all of a sudden they just pop in. And you go, whoa, who is that? You know, and people, they had one guy's fiance just popped right in and told him, you got to let go, you got to move on. Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing, and some of the things that happen here all the time. But like just talking about it, mm-hmm. is that we've just invited him, you know. So
I feel that.
Don't be surprised you don't have a little tap on your shoulder or something here, because it happens often.
Yeah, I believe it. It's definitely a catalyst here. I've seen more than I could ever tell, and I'm grateful for every moment and amazing, wonderful space. Thank you.
Yeah, we always say East SETI's where debunkers come to die.
Hopefully the debunker within.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either way.
Right, exactly.
Who's next? Going once, going twice? Come on.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So you had quite an interesting experience here.
I did.
I thought it was funny. I'm kind of preload this a little bit because we had... About 3 days ago, I think it was, we had these beings from Alcyon come in. And I go, you know, these beings haven't come to me. And sometimes they won't, because if you're working very closely with another group, they don't want to interfere, so they'll stay. And so I was trying to tune into these beings, and I go, you know, I'm not connecting to them. I can't feel their energy. And then so I talked to one of my guys, and I said, hey, are you aware of these beings? Said, oh, yeah. I said, can you tell them to come visit us? She said, oh, yeah, like this. And bam, they were there. And we felt them barely. You could just barely feel them. I go, what's going on? And then they dropped their cloaks, you know, and I was like, oh, my God. And we just felt this pure love and bliss and joy coming in. And so you won't know they're there unless mm-hmm. they choose for you to know. They're very, very beautiful beings, very advanced beings. But I thought it was funny because you came here to connect with them, didn't you?
I mean, I just got this clearing done mm-hmm. and found out that when I first dropped into physical form, that I came to Alcyon mm-hmm. first. And I was telling my friend that you know, that'd be kind of cool to meet my star family, you know? And then I get here and you, during the table event, said, yeah, the Elysion are here. And I'm like, oh my God, that is just incredible.
You feel their energy when they come in? Or?
You know, I'm just sending grateful thoughts and looking forward to a growing relationship.
Yeah.
So
that's the best way to do it. Just let it happen on its time.
Yeah. Whenever I'm ready, and because I'm on a spiritual path to really, you know, up my game for the next event. You know,
and you know, the thing about it is that whatever you focus on, you're going to experience. It's all about intention.
Right.
And if you set that intention and hold it, and I tell people that's how you make contact with these beings. You focus on love and joy and bliss, and then you set the intent.
Yes.
And you send that to them, and then they pick it up because that's the frequency they're on.
That's exactly.
And then they come back, you know, they come back to you. And
I've been really praying every day, you know, this is a small intention, action stuff. You know, I do yoga every day, and I do this, I do this prayer that's like, you know, beautiful, ecstatic, abundant, soul fulfilling life for myself and all life forms. And, you know, just bringing in the miracles. Why can't we have miracles?
Yeah.
You know? And you're true testament to that by having this place here and following your dreams and your.
Yeah. It, I always tell people, don't follow me if you do, you're lost, because everybody has their own unique soul purpose for being here. And if people do go into that worship mode or follow me, I'm going to do something really stupid.
Absolutely.
Whatever it takes to stop that nonsense, the worship nonsense.
No,
no. Because, you know, everything's external right now. Yeah. Like everybody's focused on external, not everybody. Right. But you know, we think contact is going to be external. We think God is going to be external. We wait for that voice to go. Mm-hmm. You know, James, time to wake up, you know, and that doesn't, you know, it doesn't work that way. It's a feeling, and it comes from within. And we're just so programmed for the external that we have to break that program.
And your soul, like, fulfillment was to make this place cherished as it should be.
And I got a lot of help too. I had a lot of good people showed up.
But you were, you know, on the same. But yeah, I would just want to tell one more story that we went to a really cool place, the Bridges today.
Natural Bridges. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a really sacred feminine place.
There's some,
we got there and it was like, ooh, I was just like, ooh, you know, and I've been to a couple sacred feminine places before, but that was like really, really cool. We did some prayer and nice energy to add to that. So that was really, really great. But the whole time there's so many wonderful things.
It's a major Bigfoot hangout, and there's lots of nature spirits there too.
Oh.
You know, and there's a couple of vortexes.
Yeah,
there.
I found them.
Yeah.
I took my rods today.
My rods. Nice. That's how I find a lot of things here.
Oh, you know, what was that?
Pendulum
cool
dividing
too?
Rods on maps, you know.
The Palladian circle. I got my rods out, and it's like, the pulse from the
circle
is that strong. And the cool thing is that somebody said they saw the masters there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they were blessing it. And we did a big blessing. So there's like some major and nice energy coming off of that.
You know, there's masters walking all around this property. We have photographs of Mary and Babaji and Kuan Yin, and a lot of the masters have totally appeared here, and we've gotten some beautiful photographs of them. So, because the veils are so thin between worlds,
You
know, I asked Babaji. I said, Babaji, what's the most powerful teaching I can do here to help people awaken? Mm-hmm. You know, he told me put a shovel in their hands.
That's right.
Yeah, and I go, okay, you need to explain that a little more, you know. And he said, no, you just have to give their conscious mind something to do. They said, we're here. And you need to distract the conscious mind, give it something repetitious. Yeah. And he said, we're here, and we're going to come in, and we're going to be working with them, you know. And I said,
works for me. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I'm just so proud to be LCN and see mm-hmm. where that, how I can bring that into this realm and help help everybody. But I just like to thank the group for everything and thank you. And it was amazing.
All right. Well, thanks for coming
on
the
show.
Okay. Who we got? Everybody want to come up? Going once, going twice. Come on. I'm going to start like singing or dancing or something. If somebody doesn't come up, and then you'll be really sorry about that. But anyway, I think we've got, let me see where we're at here. Yeah, we've got 15 minutes. No, we have 10 minutes. But if anybody else want to come up, Annie, Nellie, somebody. Oh, here we go. All right. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I have been, you know, feeling the pull to come up, and I thought, I'm okay.
Let me turn this around.
And finally, I was like, okay, I'm listening. So, you know, I've come here, gosh, for the last few years, and it's been very, very cool. And this is my first event. I've always just come here to, camp and whatever, but I've just received some beautiful messages for all of these beautiful people, you know, unexpected.
Yeah.
And it's like, for whatever reason, I'm just hit with this message and I feel so compelled to go and share. And it's completely out of, you know, my comfort zone to approach somebody, about, you know, whatever experiences they're having. But one of my favorite things that happened this time was when we were out drumming around the fire yesterday. Yeah. And it was fantastic. You know, we all got our own beat and we were all doing this. And I felt like we were being watched. So I looked out in the field and just past the Pleiadian circle, there was like this whole half circle beings watching us, and it was fantastic. And then I stopped and I looked and they all disappeared. So I thought, okay. And then I looked again, you know, with your other eyes.
Yeah.
And it was,
they're going, yay, the monkeys are getting it. Right. I just kidding.
It was so beautiful. You know, some of them were just, you know, human shaped, but pure light, this golden, beautiful white light. Some of them were as clear as you are, to, you know, fully clothed. But, you know, some were very, very tall.
Like that's a lot
out
of that.
Oh, my goodness. Out of the ordinary tall.
8 to 10 feet.
Oh, my goodness. Very tall. But there was one that stood in the middle in the back. And I say he. I don't know female or male.
Yeah.
But very tall. He was from the mountain. He said he was from inside the mountain. And I thought. But he was very almost like robotic. He didn't have any sort of emotion to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was from the mountain. But everybody else, it was fascinating as I was watching. Because usually, you know, when we feel something here, they're giving to us.
Yeah.
Right? Well, this time, they were receiving.
Nice.
Everything that we were playing, whatever we were putting out, they were receiving. And it was just such a beautiful, I looked around and watched everybody and really felt the music and watched them. And anyway, that was really, really kind of a sacred thing for me.
Yeah. I kind of joke around with the monkey thing, but I asked the Pleiadians once, and this is like a seventh dimensional Pleiadian. I said, you must see us as monkeys. And you're probably like slapping your head all the time going, oh my God, I can't believe they did that. They said, no. They said, you guys, they go, we're in awe of you walking in this mess down here, this soup. And getting through it and the challenges that you're overcoming, everything. Most of them are so sensitive and so they couldn't do that.
Right.
And they're just blown away. They're going, I can't believe you pulled that off, or you walked through that mess and came out, you know, in somewhat in one piece.
Right.
You know? But they're in awe of the work being done here and getting through, you know, the challenges on earth and everything. So it's a whole different reality than we
absolutely
think.
Absolutely. And that's kind of what it feels like here.
Yeah.
And it's a very, I don't know, just special. So, and awesome. Also thank you everybody for the birthday blessings.
Oh yeah.
It was a very fun Happy experience. Happy birthday. Yeah. Thank you.
I couldn't join in because I had to set this thing
That's
up.
That's okay. It was neat.
All right. Well, thanks thank for, you. Yeah, thanks for sharing. I think we've got another 5 minutes. All right. Next victim. I think Annie should come up. Or yeah, come on, Annie.
Yeah.
That's even better.
Okay, I'm a little nervous.
Okay, no worries. So, tell us about your enlightenment. No, I'm just kidding.
My enlightenment.
You know, I just wanted to share something because it was so interesting that your connection, and can I share that with Mary and the House of Mary and things like that? But sure. She's so plugged into the House of Mary. It's a mind blower. And I was talking, and Mary I'm very close with because she saved my life when I was 5. It's a long story, but I was dying in the hospital and she came to me. But I thought it was so interesting. As soon as I saw you, I go, Mary, House of Mary, like this. And then we did the clarion, it goes, House of Mary, you know, it was like right there. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it was just the energetic, the connections were like amazing. But the, you know, you can maybe talk a little bit about your experience here. You could definitely mm-hmm. feel Mary's energy coming into the ranch and the divine feminine or that energy when we did the sessions and things. But some of the other stuff, you got to see some pretty cool ships out there. And some
lots of great ships, wonderful ships. I know it's been really wonderful to be here, mm-hmm. to connect with everyone here. I partly shared with them, you weren't here, but when I was younger, my parents and I would go chasing UFOs.
Yeah.
So I grew up with this, but I couldn't really share it with a lot of people because, you know, a lot of people weren't open to it. And they looked at me like I had, you know, a third like eye growing out of my forehead. So it's been really nice to connect with this is part of my star family and soul family. And
I like talking to you about UFOs to people that don't want to hear it and watch them squirm, you know, because I don't care if they believe me or not, you know, but it's just funny watching the glazed eye go over, you know, and then they start squirming and they try to change the subject, you know, I just have fun with it.
Yeah.
I just keep playing with them.
It's been a really wonderful experience. And I did feel the Elsion right away.
When they came
gentle
in.
Gentle energy.
Yeah. It's so gentle and powerful though, too. It's very solid, loving energy.
Very loving energy. It's been a really wonderful, deep, profound experience. And
nice.
And I know I was like, I feel like my star family follows me. Like I'll look out the window and I'll see something like a star that's moving, or I feel like it's really a spaceship with my star family, and feel like I felt really guided to be here to take that next kind
step.
Of level, that next step towards integrating my star family here.
Yeah, because people think it should be separate, you know, religion, Jesus, Mary, Babaji, okay, that. And you start talking about UFOs and they go, what, like this? And then you go, well, read the Vedas, you know, the ancient script. UFOs are all through there, you know, the Bible too, everything.
Yeah.
And it all ties together, and especially the divine feminine energy, you know, it's Mary, you know, mm-hmm. it's Mary's energy is tied to the Pleiades, like they're like this, you know, because it's a matriarchal society. And it's, you know, people don't realize that it's so much bigger. It's such a bigger picture that, you know, it's not about you die and you get a cloud and a harp and, you know, you may end up on a light ship, you know, or you might go back to the Pleiades or the Orion Council Light or somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
You might end up back in a feline body, you know, humanoid feline. It's so vast. It's beyond our imagination.
It is. And it's all interconnected. So, you know, it's all so intertwined that it's just,
And a lot of us incarnated from those really advanced civilizations, and we're here now, and we're walking around waiting to be initiated, and now the initiations are happening. Everybody's going, I don't belong here, you know. This is not what I signed up for, you know. And I want to change and do something else, and Mm-hmm. And people are, the whole world right now is going through this big initiation where they're waking up and figuring it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's an honor to be doing the work and helping everybody kind of,
yeah,
you know,
holding the frequency. And
yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a lot of work, and but it's also well worth the.
I was told by this one master once, he said, you have no idea what's happening on the outskirts of your aura. You know, and I felt like, I'm not doing enough. I kept bugging myself. And he goes, you have no idea. A lot of us are just holding a frequency. We're holding space. And it's really affecting people around us.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So
just be kind and loving. And you know, it's addictive. You know, people start behaving the same way.
It is. It's been wonderful to be here with everyone.
Awesome.
And with you.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for coming on the show.
Yes.
Thanks.
Thanks for nothing.
The what's our timeline? We're getting close to the end of the hour. I think. Well, we are at the end of the hour, unfortunately. So we'll have to be signing off. There's I'm going to talk really quick about this disclosure thing, and I want to end on a good note. But disclosure is happening. It's coming from the skies. There's ships being seen all over. I'm getting phone calls from everywhere, and go outside, you know, and focus on love and joy and bliss. Send it out there and qualify it that you want to contact some very spiritually and technologically advanced beings. And they're waiting. They're waiting for us to initiate it. So if we go out and initiate contact, you don't need the government. You don't need pathological liars in the government to tell you the truth, because that's never going to happen. And in the planned opposition, all the other stuff, just walk away from that mess and go within and make your own contact. And if you're on the path to enlightenment and you want to connect with the one consciousness, the unified, whatever you want to call it, God, creator, great spirit, you're going to meet these beings along the way. They're cosmic cheerleaders. And some of them are our families and that we've incarnated from these places. So, you know, just be open to that. There's a lot of experiences coming on, and learn to do clearings and create sacred space and you'll be fine. So anyway, we're out of time, unfortunately, folks. So we've got to be signing off. So again, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and watch the skies. It's happening, and it's happening everywhere. You got clear skies, go out and watch the skies. You're going to see things you can't explain. So anyway, have a great evening. And again, keep your eye on the skies, because it's happening. All right. Signed off. Thanks, everybody. Yeah.